शांति। हार्मोनियस बैलेंस, yesterday Baba spoke about triple B, balance. Blessings and bliss. It's a balance in our life. Which is the basis of harmony in every aspect. Take the visible physical system of the body. Natural system of the nature. Everything is well proportioned, harmony, harmonious balance. For example, this body, which is made of matter, and in this matter, natural system of the body, everything is so balanced, which brings beauty, harmony, and right capacity to do things. What I see, these two eyes, these two ears, just this part, whole system, just bring your own form in front of you. Everything is so well balanced, harmonious balanced. Imagine if one eye is here and other was here, how would it look like? One ear is here and other was here. Called disability. The ability to function. It's not only disability, it is ugly and as well as the capacity to do the things in a right way would not be possible. Just a simple thing, one, when you are sleeping, just one nerve of your system is little bit moved or twisted. It is not actually, it is not broken, it is not gone up on the, just a little bit balance is moved. You say, oh, I have pain. I slept in the night and I was not sleeping in the right position and I have pain in my shoulder, I have pain in my legs. Sometimes one leg is little bit small and other is big. You limp, you have back pain. So where there is no balance, this is disability, discomfort, pain. In natural system, it is visible. In the same way, inner harmony, inner balance, brings bliss. When there is, in this pair of scale of mind, thinking and action, I think too much, without understanding, without having the control on action, or I think, do not think and act before thinking, I repent again. It means that when there is not harmony, a fluctuation is there. So harmony means stability. When you go to buy something from the shop, what do you notice? That yes, the money you have paid and goods that you have bought, how do you know that the person has given you right amount? What do you notice? The needle stops fluctuating. Weight, the money you paid, the weight that is there, and the amount that is, when it is set, when the needle does not fluctuate with the weight, and the goods you get is equal, yeah? Then you know that yes, the person is honest in giving and you are happy to pay. So in the same way, what I give, what I get is a balance. I want to get more and I give less, cannot be harmony. Or I give more and I get less, there's disharmony in the family. Why there's disharmony in the family life? As a mother, I'm giving from morning, even in sleep I'm thinking what I have to give. I'm dreaming. Morning getting up, I'm thinking, instead of thinking Baba, I'm thinking as a Laukik mother, I'm thinking of worldly things. Worrying about situations. Giving too much. And not getting the reward. Dissatisfaction. What is happening then? There's tiredness. There's reaction. There is anger, disharmony. Do you have this experience? Any one of you have this experience in your life? You can raise your hand. All of you have this experience. No? Given too much and received not that much, and in reason, because there's not the capacity other side. So I want to get something more than what other person can give. So I created imbalance, and then what is happening? Then gradually it becomes emotional imbalance. It is called emotional imbalance. Emotions are, I cannot maintain my peace. This will happen, no? Very quickly, we lose patience then. Mothers want to be patient. But most of the time, patience is lost with the children. Patience, love and peace. These three things should be working. But then, I can deal with everything but with children. It's so impossible. I cannot have patience. Want to be loving, but they disturb my peace. So it is because then their understanding is not there. I am giving much more than what they can take. So balance means giving and receiving should be of the same amount, of the same level. We want to give too much understanding. We forget that the brain capacity of a child is not that much as capacity of my understanding. We begin to think, we forget that their level of understanding or grasping is different. We understand that we are intelligent, but when we give, we forget how much they can take. We know this, but in practical, we want to pour all. It's with good wishes we want to give, but is the capacity to take? And so in this way, whatever happened, because it overflows, it goes out, then we say, are you listening? Are you listening or not? I'm speaking so much, you are listening or not? It is coming out from one ear and goes the other, because it is overflowing. It's true. Because it is more than what it should go in. It goes from here and goes out, goes in and goes out. And so, understanding maturity is also needed. Maturity of in ourselves. They are not mature, but is maturity of my understanding is there. Balance in every aspect. Balance of silence and speech. I see throughout the whole day we spend so much energy in speech. So when we have spent so much and in silence we earn, and if I have not earned, so what will happen? There would be weakness in, because I have not maintained the, I have spent a lot, I have not accumulated, I will feel empty, shallow. And so what will happen then? It is tilted, because it is a lot, weight is gone on one side more, and there is always fluctuation. So again and again, this is why Baba says, as you can come out very quickly in sound, can you, with thought, turn within very quickly in 1 second? Extroverted, we become very quickly. We forget soul conscious easily. Can we forget body conscious in the same way easily? That's called balance. Maintaining soul conscious is then balance. Automatically then I don't have to struggle for body consciousness. But for a long period of time we have put weight throughout the whole life, not only just one this life, but 63 births. Body conscious, extroverted, extroverted. And now how many minutes, how many hours we give in soul conscious introspection. And so this is why it is taking time to balance again. And we say, but I have been given so much attention, I do not know. Again and again we become body conscious. Because it's, we have to clear the past, build so much already. On one amount from the past is already on the other side of the scale. That is body consciousness. Not only of this birth. And soul conscious we are only at this birth. So there in bhakti also, though we wanted to be soul conscious, but it was based on body consciousness. And so it is just like in speech. Then this is why Baba says, when you look at others, have the vision of brotherhood, spiritual brotherhood. seeing the children, always they are Baba's children. So then it is a balance again, they are children. So then certainly seeing them children, but then vision of Baba's children. We have come to play the part together, but then not that my attachment plays the role, but my love plays role. So it is in relationship, then there is a relationship and role with qualities or based on ignorance. We have to see. Role we have to play because we are, there's relationship. But then, how to balance that? In body consciousness, vices are there. It's attachment, it's anger, it's I am mother and you are child. I am mature and you are young. So if more consciousness is a body, and when this is a consciousness of the bodily relation, then automatically either ego, either anger or attachment or worry or tension, lagao, as Baba spoke, attachment, or then tension is there. Or influence of the situations will play the role. And if I am playing the role in a soul-conscious relationship, then it is balanced with the qualities. Why it created bondage? Because of vices. It created disharmony. Now, these vices have to be balanced with virtues. Otherwise, it is again and again that other part will be heavy, no? So with virtues, as a soul, not only seeing the other person a soul, but which quality soul? A shining star. Soul with five qualities. And seeing the self also a soul with five qualities. So then I'm using. So then my feeling and my behavior, feelings of love and behavior. So is then when it is connected, controlled with the intellect, understanding, it's balanced, it's not emotional. Behavior is then as a detached observer and well-wisher carer. I take care because it's duty, it is responsibility to look after the family. But Baba is the mother. And so then attachment changes into love. Otherwise, the power of, then it becomes possessiveness, attachment becomes more forceful, it becomes a possessiveness. Then it becomes the control, it becomes an ego, then I am not detached anymore. Because of control, then it is, attachment gets more force. So it's a detached observer, loving carer. So virtues play the role. Then it is balanced. For long time vices played the role. And I, in body consciousness, had this relationship. Now it is a relationship, is not bondage anymore. So divine intellect balances these two, feelings, emotions and action, relationship. Otherwise in relationship is emotions, anger, or pain, or attachment, or reactions. Either we react and reject. This is not, what you are speaking about is nothing, is not important, or it is not worth. or we react. And when we are in a detached observer state, in harmonious, balanced, we internally, it is selection is there, as it in the power of discrimination is there. You become a detached observer, and then you act as an detached observer, active actor, benevolent. So it is that when you are giving benevolence to others, you are protecting yourself automatically. Because when you are with benevolent feeling, certainly first you have saved yourself, you have made yourself safe, no? So it is the inner safety. Detached means inner safety. Then I can become a detached observer, so I would not take anything influences from them. So from morning till evening, then we see, am I having the harmonious balance of the aim and object of life that Baba has given to me? Our aim and object of life is picture of harmony. Which is the picture of harmony? Vishnu. So it is, one is the family path symbol Vishnu, but other is this family path, my own matter and soul, body and I the soul, in harmony. I the soul am master of my body, husband of my body. And myself, I'm a couple. Well, emerge the power when whatever I want to do as a work of the which need power, I use this one. Which needs softness, I can use that. So then I can have both qualities of male and female. Because I have not all the time mother, I have been not always as a body, a female body. In our natural system, two births of a male, and then is a female birth, two, three births of female, then again it's a male. Even in the birth system, it's automatically balanced. And so here, in this life, it is again, I the soul, a male, Purush, and body is Prakriti. Purush and Prakriti. This is a game of a Purush means soul, Prakriti means matter, body. And so then I would not have this emotional imbalance of being suppressed or influenced by other or authority of someone else. Here I exercise this being authority within myself. I don't need to be dependent on someone. I have self-respect and independent, and yet in harmony, because this is support. Body is supporting me and I am sustaining the body. So this is a balance of matter and mind, Purusha and Prakriti. And this, when balance is there, it's bliss. How our health deteriorates? Because we lose the balance. Anything which is more in the body than it's what it is needed, the body becomes sick. Too much heat, too much cold, body becomes sick. So in nature it is balanced, here in the soul, and in balance in my nature, when I have balanced, detached and yet active, introspective and yet serviceable. Introspection is there, but expression is also there. So great joy is also there. Introspection does not mean that I don't want to talk to anybody. I just cut off, switch off from everyone. No. In soul consciousness, then I'm inside seeing myself a soul, and then I can see other person a soul. So one aspect is harmony between mind and body. and other is the harmonious balance of four subjects that Baba has given. This Vishnu's forearm is the symbol of Lakshmi and Narayan. What makes me Sri Lakshmi or Sri Narayan? Is when I keep the balance of four subjects. Vishnu's forearm means balance of four subjects that we are studying in this university. And these four subjects, knowledge, Swadarshan Chakra, that is knowledge, the self cycle of self-realization, Swadarshan. So when I am having Swadarshan, seeing my self and with the same vision as a soul, I see other person as a soul. Anything that comes in on the way will cut off, it will finish. This harmony of body consciousness will be cut off, chopped off, when I soul see my vision as a soul with the same vision, I see others. I want respect, I give respect. I want to be loved, I give love. See in the same vision as you see others, as you want to be seen. Swadarshan Chakra, knowledge of the cycle, maintaining self-respect of the whole cycle. This is knowledge Baba has given. Baba spoke about respectworthy souls in the whole cycle, this time Brahmin. So it is the Swadarshan Chakra, it is just have the weight. The more the weight of self-respect you have, the more lightness is there, it's the balance. The value of self-respect is there, practical, the other side would be lightness. This creates balance. On one side, is the top hand is Swadarshan Chakra, the other side dharana is lightness. They say two hands, male, two hands, female. So his self-realization, but in fact it is the subject of knowledge. So if I have knowledge and I don't have yoga, cannot be balance. I give the example, I have shared this many times, that if I want to swing, you know, and I put one rope and I'm swinging. I think I'm swinging. Other people think perhaps I'm going to hang myself, you know. I'm going to put myself on the gallows because it's only one rope and I'm holding. I might be swinging, though they think perhaps I'm putting this rope here. Mm-hmm. Understand this image? Hey, from Russia, understand this image? Got the translation? Idea. But if it is two rope, it's a balance, no? When you have the two rope. It gives this vision of a swing. So yoga, 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 and not based on knowledge, life will be that of tension. When it's a balance, then it is united together. Automatically that unity will come. It becomes a base for sitting. Dharana. So knowledge and yoga, this is for my personal. Then I am able to make my vessel, my seat ready to take in for dharana. The vessel is ready, the intellect is clean, so that knowledge can stay in and it becomes power of the self. What are these powers? Dharana means power, no? Knowledge itself does not have power if I don't inculcate. Virtues themselves don't have power, it's a power when I practice. So So knowledge is also balanced with yoga, knowledge is also balanced with dharana. So the more the power of knowledge I have, the more the power of yoga I have, more lightness is in my life. On one side is power, other side lightness. So I am not influenced by the force of Maya. I am detached like a lotus flower. So I have a dharana, I have a power balance to bring power in me and also remain detached. I am not touched, influenced by the force of others. So the subject of knowledge means Swadarshan Chakra, and subject of yoga means mace, discipline, controlling power, authority. Yoga brings authority, yoga brings power in me, discipline in me. Third subject, lotus flower. So when knowledge and yoga is there, only then can be dharana there. As much as dharana, that much is service. If dharana is not there, knowledge cannot do service. It was just only give message, that's it. It will be forgotten. But dharana gives strength to others also, strength to myself, happiness to others, inspiration to others. So it is dharana, then is whatever I speak, I will inspire others, I will make them understand, yes, this is truth. It will touch their heart. They would say, yes, this is right. So when we have this balance of four subjects, so every day we need to check, all these my four arms in balance, or it is too much, I'm speaking but not in silence. So that, but when I'm speaking, am I speaking with the power of silence? When I'm having yoga, am I using the knowledge also? As Baba says, speak to yourself, talk to yourself, talk to Baba. So you are using, in silence you are using knowledge. It's knowledge that helping you to have yoga. Without knowledge we could not have yoga with Baba. So balance is also, if I am only soul conscious and I don't have intoxication, whose child I am? So it is faith in the self, faith in Baba. I have faith in God in bhakti also, I had faith, but I did not balance that to have the same faith in myself. Now I have faith, I have intoxication, I am child of God. The power of God becomes my power, it becomes equal. As Baba says, you become like me. So balance is, Baba is bodiless, I become bodiless. Baba is benevolent, I become benevolent. Baba is full of all the virtues, I become full of all the virtues. So having this soul conscious and God conscious, child of God, the more I see myself as a soul, the more I am able to see other person as a soul. When I stay in self-respect, I am able to give respect to others. Balance of self-respect and respect of others. When I am seeing, checking what I need to change in myself, I am able to appreciate the qualities of others. Otherwise I will criticize. If I see only more qualities in myself and not checking, I would be criticizing others. I lose the balance, harmony is lost. So it is at the same time it is self-respect, but at the same time checking what I need to change myself. Intoxication of virtues, what I have, what I have become, but at the same time attention, what I have to become, where I have to reach. So it's a balance. It will become a reality when fluctuation is not there. Faith and respect bring happiness. Checking brings more attention and reality. What I need to change in myself. So as a balance, what I have achieved, what I have to let go. It's a balance of achieving and giving. Let go, let in. Let Baba fill in. So it's a balance of making myself full and empty. It's a balance of fullness and empty. Letting go of the past, the more I let go of the past places there, more the future will come and stay with me and make me stable. Then automatically then Baba speaks about, then this subject, four subjects are there, knowledge, yoga, dharana. Dharana automatically is doing service of others. So this balance brings blessings from others, blessings from Baba. When I am doing service, Baba says that you have happiness, you receive blessings from others. Baba is also happy because you are obedient servant. You get blessings from Baba as well. And then naturally then life is blissful. So balance, blessings, stability. It's one side is great joy, blissful, and yet you are stable. With great joy you are swinging. Now when you are swinging in a swing with the balance, nobody says, oh, poor soul is fluctuating, going up and down, up and down. When somebody is swinging in the swing, do you say, oh, he's going up, he's going down, going up and down? No. Swinging. So you go up and down, but it is you swing the swing of superness with joy, you come down, become introspective, great joy, come back again in. And so the checking of it would be that there's a harmony between mind, intellect and sanskaras. It's a balance. Mind, intellect and sanskaras. The thoughts I have, the actions are there, understood with the divine intellect, controlled by the divine intellect. Then it is harmony in every aspect. Om Shanti.